Morning Show. It's the Heidi and Frank Show with our special guest. Sitting in with us right now is C. Thomas Howell.
We love him.
Came in for my birthday. Thank you so much,
He's
brother.
He's your favorite.
He is my favorite guest that we've ever had.
So when we were talking about your birthday, I'm like, we have to have C. Thomas Howell.
Of all time.
You guys are the best.
We love you.
We do have some calls coming in. If you'd like to call and talk to us, the number is 1-800-955-KLOS, 1-800-955-5567. We got people. I love this one. Dean says, what tequila are you thinking?
What tequila are you thinking?
What tequila are we drinking?
This
would you bring
Asombrosa. This is a reposado. It's a rosé. It's the higher end stuff.
A rosé and tequila.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It is,
something
right?
My mom would drink, a rosé and tequila.
But see, I like the cheap stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I go with like, and I just found out that Patron Silver is apparently low-end tequila, and I was offended.
I love, that's what I always order. When I get a margarita, I'm like, with Patron Silver.
I thought that's the most popular tequila.
Patron. Well, apparently we're slumming it.
Oh.
Yeah, we're low-end people.
According to George Lopez.
But we are.
Yes.
Right. We are.
I love Patron. I love Pabst Blue Ribbon.
We feel comfortable there.
Right.
Yeah.
And Pabst Blue Ribbon is awesome.
It really is. When I find out that a bar has PBR on tap, I'm like, I'm instantly going back.
It tastes like home.
And the hipsters are kind of ruining it now. Because it's like, if you drink PBR, people think you're trying to be a hipster.
But you're like, I've been drinking PBR since I'm 8.
Why would you drink something imported when we have this right here, made here in America?
Right, yeah. It's a blue ribbon. It's
that
got a blue ribbon.
That was the first beer I ever tasted on my grandmother's lap. Was Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Ah, nothing like that smell on daddy's breath.
Yeah.
That's early times for me. I smell early times. I'm like, daddy, daddy. So I was making mixed drinks for my dad when I was tab with early times.
Yeah, I was sitting.
Splash a tab.
How old are you when you stop sitting on grandma's lap? I mean, you get to a certain size where you're too big for grandma's lap.
It's got to be like 6, right?
You're 6 years old. Yeah. First sip of PBR, first Marlboro Red.
What?
Beautiful.
Just a little puff.
Beautiful.
I love grandma.
You're blowing little rings out your nose. You're sick.
She was awesome.
Or doing
Dude, the hell with secondhand smoke. Try one, son.
I was like the Honey Boo Boo of the 70s. I really was. I have her shape now.
Do you remember your first drink of alcohol, C. Thomas?
You know, my father rode bulls for a living for the first 12 years of my life, so alcohol was a prerequisite to water.
And probably dip, too.
Yeah. Oh, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I learned how to count by playing cards.
Oh, wow.
You know, it was one of those things.
So you had to be a tough kid.
You know,
I mean, have such a tough dad.
Hollywood was an easy alternative for me. You
Bring
know?
It on. I've dealt with a 2,000-pound bull.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I've been rejected in less than 8 seconds. So you can't hurt my feelings.
Can you
That's
last
right.
8 seconds? That's right.
Did you ever try the bull riding?
Oh, yes.
I mean, did you do the little like calf riding as little kids do? That's kind of funny.
Adorable.
That's what I grew up doing. You know, I thought I was going to be a professional cowboy. That was where I was headed. Then my father became a stuntman because back in the day, all cowboys were stuntmen because that's all they, you know, they made westerns. So we need a guy that could do this. Get a cowboy. And I started doing stunts as a young kid. That's how I got E.T. because I could do the bike stuff. That was sort of hired as
I could do bike stuff as a kid. Still riding a bike.
Yeah, well, that's the thing,
you
though.
You can't ride that close to the moon.
Can you fly
in
out of
the air?
Can you fly on a bike? Do you know how difficult that is? Hence the tequila.
And you couldn't see around that big alien in the basket.
Would you put your head down? I'm trying to ride my bike.
That's right. Look out the moon. Look out. Very dangerous.
That's awesome. We got somebody else asking here about the remake of Red Dawn. What are you thinking about that?
You know, it's funny because they remade The Hitcher.
Yes. It sucked.
And I didn't see it, but I heard it wasn't great.
The Hitcher with you. Incredible movie. One of my favorites.
Frightening.
It's you know, and it still holds up.
Yes, it does.
If you, because it was actually on TV like 2 nights ago. And my son, 15 years old, who's never seen it, was like, "Dad, oh my god!" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm pretty cool." So
yeah, like, people know me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start making some of my kids watch some of the movies that I've
you
done.
Should. Although the weird thing that C. Thomas Howell can do, and you play like Southland, you're a complete dirtbag yet charming. So I can completely relate, because dirtbag yet, you know, charming every day. Like, you go, God, I want to hate you. You're a dirtbag. You're an a-hole. But, dang it, you're cute.
You should write my bio.
You're charming.
We'll put it on the website.
All right, I will.
Thank you for saying that, you know, because that's actually my favorite character I've ever played.
It's Southland is an amazing show. I stumbled on it and got immediately addicted.
It's a great show, great cast.
Did it start out on another channel and then get canceled and then get rebooted?
On NBC,
we were on NBC, and we fell sort of prey to the Jay Leno moving from 11 to 10,
mm-hmm.
and we were a 10 o'clock show, so NBC.
You know they're kicking themselves now.
Being the geniuses they are, they sort of clean slate of all their 10 o'clock shows, and we were picked up by TNT immediately, and then, of course, you know, like 5 weeks later, Jay Leno was back to 11, and Conan was fired, and they were looking for Southland.
And you're like,
again.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, TNT picked us up.
But, you know, we got lucky, and we're starting our fifth season.
It's great.
In November, and we go on the air in February, and I'm stoked, and, you know, unofficially, you're going to see more of me.
Oh,
this next season. So I'm really, really pleased.
And knowing what a nice guy C. Thomas Howell is, you were on Criminal Minds, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. The most frightening. You also play scary. Like how you're looking at me right now, that is scary.
That's what I'm saying. As he gets older, he can play these characters that are really freaky.
That's when you know you're a good actor, too, when you can just look at somebody and send like those spooky shivers down their spine.
It only took me 35 years to figure it out. You know?
Yeah.
But I get a lot of that. I can't believe Ponyboy was the Reaper on Criminal Minds.
Right.
And, you know, they took a risk giving me that part, which they, you know, in this town, mm-hmm. I used to have to really fight for. And now I'm getting a lot of the bad guy thing. So
you're good
I don't
at
know
it.
What happened.
You're good at it.
And how scary to be raped by a kid called Ponyboy. How'd he get the nickname? It's like, that's emotional tearing right there.
Hey, Ponyboy, nay means nay.
Nay means nay. So what else you got going on? Do you got anything else going on coming up? Any movies
out? I did a I went and did this some of this new show coming up, Revolution, the J.J. Abrams show
that you've
just been punished by lately.
I'm scared to watch it just because of J.J. Abrams and Lost, which I was a fan of. I'm scared to like get invested again and then go, what? What?
It's so hard to bring a new show on TV. I mean, people have to really like the characters and like the writing, but, you know, I think NBC is putting everything they got into this thing. So I did that, and I just had an amazing time on Castle.
I've heard about
Nathan
that.
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
It's like the moonlighting him right now.
It is. And
Castle's like the new moonlighting?
Yeah, it's like that, I think.
It's a great show, great people. So I've been just doing a lot of television. It's been fantastic.
Lucky you.
Yeah, happy with all your success. Thank you for coming in and being a part of our success
and my birthday.
You guys are awesome.
I know you're very active on Twitter. I mean, you really can't shut up.
He's good, though. He responds to fans.
A lot.
It's smart.
So what is your Twitter handle in case people want to follow you?
@ C. Thomas Howell.
@ C. Thomas Howell. Yeah. No one took that from you?
You know what? Because
there is an @ Frank Kramer, but it's a dentist in Virginia. I'm like, I really can't. I'm like,
why does a dentist need a Twitter?
Exactly.
Really? Drilling all day.
Just taking pictures of molars and posting them.
That's awesome.
Silly. And his margaritas during
lunch.
Like, who
would go to their doctor if their doctor had a Twitter? You know? You're like, yeah, I'm on Twitter. Like, I don't want you to be on Twitter.
Really? Everybody's on Twitter. We're on Twitter @ Heidi and Frank. You can comment on the show right now live.
I'm not doing surgery on you. I mean, I don't want my surgeon to be on Twitter.
All right, we got to take a break.
Thank you guys.
We love you.
Thank you so much for coming.
I wish you guys the best of luck. Happy birthday.
And you're coming to the Blotto and the Grotto. Okay?
I can't wait to see you there.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys.
You're in. All right.
Mad love for you.
We're going to take a break and come right back. We are Heidi and Frank.